This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's a Monday.
Yeah.
But that also means it's time to add things to the list. The list is an ongoing list that we update every Monday with things that just annoy us, that grind our gears. And honestly, it's quite therapeutic for a Monday morning. And if you guys don't mind, can I go first this week?
Sure, go for it.
What go is right
it?
Ahead.
The thing I am adding to the list this week, real IDs.
Oh my God.
What the heck? May 7th is the deadline to get your real ID. You know what? I have a real ID. A passport. I have another real ID. A driver's license. I got another real ID. A Blockbuster membership card, which probably isn't in play anymore. But still, I feel like there's enough real IDs. Why is this one real compared to the other ones? You know, and it's like, okay, we got to get it done by May 7th. You know what? Maybe it should have given us more of a heads up next time. And I know it's been about 3 years.
Oh three? It's God. been like 12.
Okay, I know it's been about 12 years, but still. You know, maybe give us more of a heads up next time. My wife is flying out of the country, or not out of the country, but she's flying on Wednesday. Leaves Wednesday. That's the deadline.
She better get to the post office.
She's flying back on Thursday.
Driver's license bureau.
She's flying back on Thursday, the day after the deadline.
What?
She doesn't have a real ID yet. So last night, we're scrounging through the house looking for marriage certificates, birth certificates, wedding certificates, deeds to our house. We're looking for, like, my dog's flea medication, like, paperwork. It is unreal the amount of things that you need to get this real ID, and I'm over it. I don't want a real ID at this point.
The one thing you mentioned that is absolutely true is, and I'll be honest with you, I should know, but I don't know the difference between the information you give to have the real ID on your driver's license as opposed to just your driver's license.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference?
And you're already going through a lot of steps in order to get a new license.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to go through the more steps to get just a different... If anything, they should have stopped giving out other licenses a while ago, and it was strictly just real IDs.
Right.
Which then it would have forced you to do it a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I guess. But you still would have had to take driver's tests and things like that.
And it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, okay, I need to worry about getting an ID with just a little star up in the upper right-hand corner, and that's it. That's like really the only change. On top of having to get my license plate stickers renewed.
I want to know whose idea this was like 11 years ago.
I'll tell you who it was, a jerk, whoever it is. That person's getting added to the list once we find out. But for right now, real IDs, you're added to the list.
All right.
You guys got anything you want to add to the list?
Oh, yeah, I do.
For sure.
Okay, all right. When we come back, we're going to add more things to the list. If you want to add something, 312-946-4995. That is our number to call or text. Let's add to the list. Daniel in Sycamore.
What do you want to add to the list?
Baby chickens to the list.
Oh, baby chickens. It's about time they get added to the list.
I know, finally. Yeah, they've been skating by for too long.
So why do you want to add them to the list?
I've been trying to catch them with a net for like 5 days. We got them in the garage, parking at the garage door, which is insulation. I wake up this morning to big sheets of cardboard, fence the door, 5-can buckets of oil that my son never took with him when he moved out, a bag of cement up against the door.
What? Like,
okay, well, that's blocking the net. They can't peck at it anymore, but these things are elusive. They go into hiding spots and you can't even get to them.
Ugh. I think you need to put them in like big crates or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if I get them, we're trying to get them out of the garage to put them outside with the other chickens to acclimate them, but they're just elusive as can be. Started with like 5 of them, got 3 of them out, and then these last 2 are just a pain in my you-know-what.
Oh, like
that's reason enough,
you know what.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, besides having 8 kids, now we're up to 7 grandchildren and 2 more by the fall.
Wait a minute, are you adding grandchildren
to
the
list?
Yeah,
wait a minute, Daniel.
Yeah, yep.
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 Okay.
More birthdays he has to remember.
Chickens and grandchildren. Add it to the list.
Add it to the list.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Daniel.
You betcha. Have a great day, guys.
Kyle, do we have anything on our text line to add to the list?
Yes, 708 texter. Waking up feeling like you didn't sleep at all. Add it to the list.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
We do have one from the 847. When you wake up an hour and a half before the alarm for work,
yes.
Especially after going to bed late.
Oh, ooh, gosh.
Yep. We've been there.
Those are so good.
And then two from 219 texters, waiting in line for 2 hours to ride a 2-minute roller coaster, and people who stop in the middle of the store aisle to text on their phones. And that kind of leads into mine. Can I get into what I want to add to the list?
Sure.
It's not so much what's in the store, it's what's going on outside the store. The Costco parking lot on a Sunday.
Oh my God.
There are no rules in that parking lot on a Sunday. And that parking lot is ginormous. And granted, I always try to avoid Costco on Sundays for this very reason. I know it's packed. I know there's samples. I know people are trying to get their shopping done. Great. But my wife and I decided, hey, we're still going to do it. Put our patience caps on.
God,
let's go.
Love ya.
And oh my God, the amount of people who are cutting you off, the amount of people who are just stalking people to find spots, the people who made parking spots for themselves when there's no parking spots, it's outrageous. Yeah. I eventually parked in the furthest spot of the parking lot, probably cut somebody off because everybody's cutting somebody off at that point, and I just had to deal with it. But it was such a fight to even get to that point that, you know what? Costco parking lots on a Sunday?
Okay.
You're added to the
list.
Added
to the list. Yeah,
you can get your arguments in bulk in that Costco parking lot. Melissa, what are you adding to the list this week?
I'm calling my ex out.
Oh, here we go.
Let's add him.
90% of the time, walk into my house, if I have mail on the table, he picks it up and he reads it.
And he starts going through the mail.
He goes through my mail.
Oh, that isn't that a federal offense?
That's
or is that just
weird.
With the mailbox?
He has been doing this for years. You'd think I would learn my lesson that before he comes over to pick my paperwork up.
Yeah.
But I don't because sometimes I don't know when he's coming over.
Yeah.
Look, the list isn't about admitting our faults. It's about telling people they're in the wrong.
Yeah,
so
listen.
You know what? No one should be reading your mail.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Why are you picking up my open mail and reading it? And sometimes it's closed and he's just reading to see who the mail's from.
Yeah,
ooh,
no.
That's weird.
Let me reiterate. You're never at fault when it comes to the list, okay? It's a time to vent. Mel, you don't need to put your mail away, and I don't need to get a real ID before May 7th, okay?
Oh, we'll see how that goes for you.
So, your ex going through your mail, the Costco parking lot on a Sunday,
yeah.
Chickens/grandkids, and real IDs. You're all
added to the list.